Murfreesboro is leading Tennessee into the drone era. The city has achieved federal authorization to fly training missions over Barfield Crescent Park starting this month. The list of restrictions from the FAA is 22 pages long and sound a lot like what it takes to fly a plane. Flight plans have to be filed 2 days in advance, the pilot has to maintain radio contact with air traffic control, and only a certified drone pilot can man the controls, which really narrows it down.
Currently, I'll be the only one flying the aircraft.
Justin Robinson, whose current title is Network Technician, says Murfreesboro sees opportunities in unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs. The low-hanging fruit would be inspecting water towers or providing aerial views for investigating traffic accidents. He also sees search and rescue down the line.
And whereas having an aviation unit such as a helicopter costs millions and millions of dollars, something like UAV program is literally a fraction of that cost.
The quadcopter Robinson is authorized to use can be purchased for a little more than $1,000. While still just for training purposes, this new certificate of authority from the FAA makes Murfreesboro one of Tennessee's first cities to get the approval. Large cities have a tougher time because of how busy their airports are. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.